Is there an R? Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. Of course, that's Fishby on the bass. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty is at the cat salon getting a cat massage. Before we get into the real meat of the day, fun fact, I know we did a show yesterday. Do I remember it? No, I do not. Mm-mm. I was hurting so bad I wasn't making memories, which is a strange place. Fish B, let's slow walk it. No, we're not doing numbers. I know it's Friday, but we gotta slow walk it. Cause I gotta ease into something. Hooray, hooray. Got our first week under our belt and a few. Not bad. That said, how am I riding this wave of momentum? I'm not doing any shows next week. Unless for some reason this weekend I get motivated to record a bunch of shows in advance, and I've never done that before. I've had good intentions to do that before, but it doesn't gel. See, next week, I've got to go to Florida because my son, the artist formerly known as Isaiah the Tiny Player, is a percussionist, 8th grade, but he takes it serious, and on Tuesday night is something called the Night of Percussion. And then on Thursday night is the annual spring concert. It's the Met Gala of Middle School Symphony. I'm excited for that, so I fly out Monday, don't get back till Saturday. So if you're like, daggum, raisins to nuts, Doc McStuffins doppelgangers, like, you count on me to kill 15 minutes Monday through Friday. Okay, alright. Here's what you're gonna do for 15 minutes on Monday, just in case it's that bad. Like, you got the podcast fever, and I can't do this to you, but I am. Because not only are there two concerts, I will be attending to other business while I'm in Florida. I shall say no more. Easter egg, you're goddamn right. But here's what you can do on Monday. I want you to meditate and ponder if the Donald Trump Hope Hicks relationship was purely professional. Because the thought of them together makes no sense. But neither does Trump and any of the other women. I'm not implying anything, but it's okay to wonder. Or was this the one stunningly beautiful woman in Trump's life that he got it, you know? He got it. Purely platonic, professional. He fucking got it because he's a pro, you know? That's what you can do on Monday. Tuesday. Get on YouTube. search David Letterman Taco Bell drive-thru. David Letterman Taco Bell drive-thru. And while you're at it, while you're there, to get you to 15 minutes, you might as well watch Dave's elevator races. It's like from mid-80s, maybe, that one, but the genius of Dave at its finest. All right, so that's Tuesday. Now let's get to Wednesday. What the fuck are you supposed to do? When's the last time you went to 7-Eleven just to get a Slurpee? This is not a compensated endorsement. I have no business relationship with the luckiest convenience store in the land. But every now and again, 7-Eleven for a Slurpee. So that's Wednesday. Or maybe Wednesday should be buy a friend a Slurpee day. See, now you got reason to go. I mean, you're going to get one for yourself, but you're going to get two. Can we do that? Is that a thing? Where's the holiday clearinghouse? On Thursday, I want you to pull up the Strokes album, the band The Strokes. I want you to pull up their album, The New Abnormal. And here's what you're gonna do. Wherever the best speakers are, you go there and you do this. For most people, it's their car. So you find a quiet place to, it can be a parking lot. But you go to the final two tracks on The Strokes, The New Abnormal, and listen to Not the Same Anymore into Ode to the Mets. They climb such an incredible ladder of harmonies. It's truly one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my entire life. It is magic. And I do say that with some humility, because these are subjective things, but if it makes you feel better, I'm not the only person that thinks that. And then on Friday, what to do on Friday? You know, may I suggest a slow walk with your favorite podcast bass player? I mean, you've already brought a friend to Slurpee, you've listened to The Strokes, you looked up Dave on YouTube, you pondered the Hope Hicks thing. I mean, you don't need me, you got a full week. But if you insist, on Friday you could try to recruit your own fist bump guy, or you could keep it simple and have a beer. Nothing I've ever said has been better than beer, and I've never said that. I've never said I'm better than beer. You could make a hat for the Kentucky Derby, which is Saturday, even though you're not going. Assemble the ingredients for the mint julep. Dress up as a horse and eat your neighbor's flowers. Shit and walk at the same time. And have your partner dress as an elephant with a shovel and a bad attitude. That's Friday. See, full week. But I assure you, when I go to Florida, I mean, the night of percussion is a singular focusing event for the mind. But I got a little business. So all I can say. It's all I can fucking say. It's not... Is it professional or personal? Oh, it's personal. It's personal. Please. Professional? Bob Van Dyne, Gentleman of Leisure. Boy, we're just holding hands, aren't we, Fishby? This walk is incredible. Did you hear about the orangutan in Indonesia? Apparently, I've got time. Scientists observed this thing. It had an injury. This orangutan in Indonesia, where I believe Cinnabon gets their cinnamon. Using a plant paste on a wound and also like sucking on this plant, which would have provided pain relief too. It's the first time it's ever been observed in nature, an animal using tools to provide medical care. Displaying a botanical knowledge that certainly goes beyond what we thought of the orangutan, and we thought a lot. In Spokane this weekend, it's a big weekend. The first Sunday of May every year is the second largest, I think, non-marathon jogging competition in the world. In 96, 61,000 people ran it. Like this week, this year, like 300, or excuse me, 30,000. Sorry, Vishby, 30. You're right. It's time to go. Elon Musk lifted the ban on white supremacist Nick Fuentes. You wanna, no? Yeah, let's boot scoot. Despite my line dance monogamy to the hokey pokey, I appreciate a good tush push and not afraid to boot scoot. We only have 15 minutes up by noon at the latest. Every single weekday, except of course for next week where your schedule is crammed. And, of course, when the wheels fall off. May we all be safe this weekend. If you can't be safe, you know the deal. At least be lucky, right? At least be lucky. Till, next time we do it. Saddios, Fishbury.